The National Rifle Association wrapped up its annual meeting today in Pittsburgh. The NRA convention boasted 4 miles of gun and ammunition exhibits, but as NPR's Janet Babin reports, the meeting also served as a launching pad for the group's national political agenda.
Of the hundreds of booths open at the NRA convention, one of the most popular spots appears to be the air rifle range. A dollar buys 5 air gun shots at a gopher outlined on a distant paper target.
That gopher doesn't have a chance.
That's Ray Stover of New Jersey. He's rooting for his 13-year-old daughter, Hannah, who has just decimated the gopher outline.
Do you feel good when you hit the target?
While the gopher was an easy hit for most convention goers, some argue that the NRA is missing its political targets. A recent Senate bill that would have given gun dealers immunity from lawsuits went down in defeat. NRA chief lobbyist Chris Cox says the bill failed because it included a provision to renew the soon-to-expire assault weapons ban, which the group is vehemently opposed to. Both President Bush and likely Democratic presidential nominee John Kerry have said they support the assault weapons ban, so Cox says the NRA will instead work with lawmakers to ensure that a weapons ban extension doesn't reach the president's desk.
Clearly, we will work with members of Congress to make sure they're armed with the facts and with the truth on this issue, that this issue will end up and that law will end up in the legislative graveyard where it belongs.
Some analysts are predicting that the gun rights issue will be problematic for President Bush and Senator Kerry this election season. John Cowan is with the centrist gun rights group Americans for Gun Safety.
President Bush has alienated many hardcore gun owners who see his position as virtually identical to Senator Kerry's, which in many ways it is. And he's alienated more moderate suburban voters and women because they realize that on the assault weapons ban, while President Bush says he supports it, he's actually doing nothing to make sure that it gets extended in law.
But at the convention, the NRA drew clear distinctions between President Bush and Senator Kerry. Glossy literature denouncing Kerry's record on gun rights was readily available, and Vice President Dick Cheney was the NRA's keynote speaker Saturday night. As Cheney spoke, protesters outside the convention center swayed to the music from peace bands like the Raging Grannies. Inside the convention hall, Vice President Cheney was received with shouts of 4 more years from the enthusiastic crowd. Cheney told the group that if elected, John Kerry would weaken the rights of gun owners.
John Kerry's approach to the Second Amendment has been to regulate, regulate, and then regulate some more. He voted to create a ban on ammunition used by hunters and to allow federal authorities to randomly inspect gun dealers without notice.
A Kerry campaign spokesman stated in a press release that the Democrat is a lifelong hunter and a gun owner. John Cowan with Americans for Gun Safety says most analysts believe former Vice President Al Gore lost several key states during the 2000 election because of his positions against gun rights. He says it's likely Kerry won't make that same mistake this election year.
Democrats recognize that if they're Second Amendment Democrats, true to their values, and support gun rights and gun responsibilities, that they'll win a larger number of gun owners and neutralize the issue and not, in fact, be gored.
But if the almost 4 million NRA members listen to the group's leadership, they'll likely be supporting President Bush in November, no matter where the president comes down on the assault weapons ban. Janet Babin, NPR News.